Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Can't face those Twitter notifications? Forgot to watch anything but Netflix? Dreading the video conference small talk at 9? You need a news vitamin, you know. You need the Smart 7. It's a brand new daily podcast that puts your brain into gear. Everything you need to know in less than 7 minutes. You need the smarts? Hey, we got the smarts. The Smart 7, every weekday at 7 a.m. Available right now on Spotify and all the usual places.
The following podcast is a member of the Great Big Owl family.
Youngsters, and welcome back to Here Comes Quizzem, the chart music pub quiz. Yes, we're back, and yes, it's just as it was last week, and yes, we will be doing it every week until they got us off lockdown. So, if you're back again, thank you very much, good to see you. If it's your first time, let me explain. It's a pub quiz, isn't it? Look, 42 questions, 7 rounds, all music questions. It's all pre-recorded and no prizes. So, you know, pause it when you need to and cheat if you must. As I've said before, when I'm not doing chart music, I spend my time doing pub quizzes in Nottingham. So I know what I'm going on about. I mean, I even started a fight between two people in a pub in Nottingham with fists and everything over how many holes there were in a bird's eye potato waffle. So I am a professional at this. Oh, also, be warned, it is a bit difficult. So if you get anywhere near 30 points, you can give yourself a big pat on the back. So the first thing you need to do is to go back to the page where you got this, download the answer sheet and round number one, which is your picture round. Very simple this week. Who are those people in Stars in Their Eyes pretending to be? Who are those people on Stars in Their Eyes pretending to be? Like I've said, we're going to run this sort of real time, so there's no rush. We're going to start round number two in about 5 minutes or so. If, you know, you've got to print it out, brilliant. If not, you know, just get a bit of paper and do what you need to do. I ain't going to tell you what to do. Okay? Good. Okay, back in 5 minutes.
Can you
right then, Pop Craze Youngsters, 2 minutes before round number two. 2 minutes before round number two. Right then, let's not fanny about. Let's get stuck into round number two of Here Comes Quizem. Round number two is called On This Week in Istre. 5 questions about stuff that went off this week in Istre. So, question number 6. ABBA won the Eurovision Song Contest in which British city on this week in 1974? ABBA won the Eurovision Song Contest in which British city or town, I don't know, on this week in 1974. Question number 7. Blondie had their third and final single in the USA on this week in 1981. What was it? Blondie had their third and final number one single in the USA on this week in 1981. What was it? Question number eight. Within 1 year either side, in which year did Prince release his first LP on this week in Istre? Within 1 year either side, in which year did Prince release his first LP on this week in Istre? Question number nine. Which David Bowie LP was released on this week in 1993? Which David Bowie LP was released on this week in 1993? Should it do it, Papa? Should it do it? Question number 10. Who announced that he was leaving the Beatles in a press release on This Week in 1970? Who announced that he was leaving the Beatles in a press release on This Week in 1970? And your next question is your bonus one. Your bonus one question on the bottom left-hand corner of your sheet. Name one of the two football teams that Derek Taylor mentioned in the Apple press release that announced the split of the Beatles on This Week in 1970. Name one of the two football teams that Derek Taylor mentioned in the Apple press release announcing the split of the Beatles on This Week in 1970. One of them was Northern, one of them was Southern. And that, me ducks, is the end of round number two. Before we get stuck into round number three, just want to let you know we're still all good in chart music land. We're currently in talks and working out recording dates for future episodes. So sit tight. There'll be a new episode with you in, well, I don't want to say because, you know, it'll be soon anyway. Alright, and let's get stuck into round number three of Here Comes Quizem. Round number three is your top 10 round. Rules of the top 10 round, same as they were last week. Every time I do a quiz, I bring a top 10 list with me. Could be anything. I'll give you the subject. You write down five things in your round number three box that you think are going to be in that top 10. For every one of your five answers that is in the top 10, you get a point. But if you get the top five in any particular order, you get a bonus of 2 points. This week's subject is the 10 bands who appeared on the most NME covers in the 1990s. The 10 bands who appeared on the most NME covers in the 1990s. So that's from January 1990 to December 1999, obviously. I'll give you a few minutes on that one. So, this week's top 10 is the 10 bands who appeared on the most covers of the New Musical Express in the 1990s. The 10 bands who appeared on the most NME covers in the 1990s. I'll give you a couple more minutes on that one. That is the end of round number three. We'll be right back after this word.
I'm Tilly Steele.
And I'm Helen Monks.
And this is Bitchin'.
I'm dyslexic.
Yeah, why do you read the Wikipedia page?
It's good to practice.
Yeah. A podcast where every week we talk about a different person.
So how old was he when he first popped on the scene?
That's a great
question. If you say he was my age, I'm gonna fucking die.
And we veer wildly off track.
Pop that Prosec.
Available on all your podcast apps. That's not my... Just
can you not say in the advert?
Available on all your podcast platforms. Just search Bitchin' or Great Big Owl.
We'll see you there.
That was all right.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Oh, Bin on ill clean of a tent.
Alright, me ducks, let's move into round number four of Here Comes Quizzem. And just like last week, round number four is called Television Theme Tunes Played Backwards. Oh yes, once again I got five television theme tunes from the chart music era, if you will. And I'm going to play them back to back to back to back to back, backwards. Your job, should you choose to accept it, is to tell me what they are if I were to play them forwards, which I will do at the end of the quiz. Here is question number 16. What is this? Number 17. Number 18. Place number 19. And question number 20. How did you get on with them? Do you want to hear them again? Do you want clues? Let's have them. Question number 16, Channel 4, the 80s. Question number 17, BBC One, 70s and 80s. Question number 18, BBC One, late 70s. Question number 19, long running BBC One show. Question number 20, ITV, the 70s. Youngsters, that's the end of round number four. Also the end of the first half of the quiz. We're going to take a short break. I don't know how long for. Long enough for you to go outside or hang out your window or go and have a slash or attend to the other people in your house or whatever you want to do. Oh, this one goes out to all the people in lockdown on their own. Hold on. Be strong.
I am an astronaut. I am an astronaut. Daddy's away and Mum's asleep. I am an astronaut. I am a polar bear. I am a polar bear. I'm anything I want to be when nobody else is there. Like a gorilla, he's a real killer, yeah. He's a real god. Among the stars,
All right, Pop Craze youngsters, we're going to start round number five in a couple of minutes. But before I do that, got to impart some much-needed good news to you all. Remember last time I told you that Chris Needham's recording studio thing had knackered up? He's fixed it, thank God, and he sent me the Lockdown EP. Three new tunes that he's recorded this week, which will be going on his official YouTube channel, which is Official Chris Needham, very soon. He says, the first track is my usual calibre of metal anthem in celebration and praise of the greatest musical genre ever. Pure Steel Forever is a proper heavy metal call to arms indeed. Bang that head, throw those horns. So there you go, Chris is back. Because you can't quarantine metal. Back soon. Then Pop Craze youngsters, stop what you're doing. You belong to me now for the rest of this quiz, because we're about to start round number five. And once again, round number five is called My Nonna on a Bontempi organ. A lot of people have been asking about me Nonna. Just want to let you know she's absolutely fine. A keyboard absolutely funks of Deckel. She's taking all precautions and no chances. And once again, she's dropped a five-song set upon you. I'm going to play them tunes right now, back to back to back to back to back. You get half a point for the name of the original band or artist, half a point for the name of the tune. So, question number 21. What's this? Who did it originally? Take it away, Nonna. Number 22, half a point for the name of the band or artist, half a point for the name of the tune. Dance, I'm not stopping you. We'll be right back. Question number 23. Half a point for the name of the band or artist, half a point for the name of the tune. Half a point for the name of the band or artist, half a point for the name of the tune. Question number 25, half a point for the name of the band or artist, half a point for the name of the tune. And come again, please. Question number 21. Question number 22. question number 23. Question number 24. Question number 25. Oh, thank you, Nono. Back you go under the stairs where it's nice and safe, and I'll see you next week, Ducker. Here Comes Quizzem will return after this word.
Rule of Three is back, where funny people talk about funny things
that they find funny.
Falling over, looking stupid.
We've had all sorts on.
Sue Perkins.
Aislinn B.
Nish Kumar.
Matt Lucas.
Charlie Brooker.
It's Four Candles meets the day-to-day.
Talking about all sorts, from Fawlty Towers to Airplane.
From The Big Lebowski to Bottom.
This time, we're joined by the likes of Lucy Mangan, Robert Webb, and...
Guys, we've got 423 enormous heads.
Eddie Izzard in a two-part special.
Rule of Three from Great Big Owl.
Find it wherever you listen.
Right, and let's get stuck into round number six, Pop Craze Youngsters. Round number six is called the Lucky Bag of Randomness. It's your potluck round. Question number 26. Which Michael Jackson single kept Free as a Bird by the Beatles off the number one spot in the UK in December of 1995? Which Michael Jackson single kept Free as a Bird by the Beatles off the number one spot in the UK charts in December of 1995? Question number 27. Which band's T-shirt is Sting wearing in the video for Don't Stand So Close To Me? Which band's T-shirt is Sting wearing in the video for Don't Stand So Close To Me? Question number 28. What does the B stand for in B.A. Robertson? What does the B stand for in B.A. Robertson? I know what it should stand for, but I want to know what it does stand for. Question number 29. Which Whitney Houston single was used in Saddam Hussein's election campaign of 2002. Which Whitney Houston single was used in Saddam Hussein's election campaign in 2002? Question number 30. Question number 30. Who was the oldest member of the Sex Pistols? Who was the oldest member of the Sex Pistols? And that's all five of them. Question number 30. Who was the oldest member of the Sex Pistols? And your next question is your bonus two. Your bonus two question on the bottom right-hand corner of your answer sheet. Who was the youngest member of the Sex Pistols? Who was the youngest member of the Sex Pistols? And that is the end of round number six. right, Pop Craze youngsters, we're in the final stretch of Here Comes Quizem. It's round number 7, the final round of the evening, and you know what comes next.
I'm the pieces, bits and pieces.
Oh, yes. Bits and pieces, that old standby on the Radio 1 Roadshow. I'm going to play 10 tunes at you dead fast. I'm going to play it all over 3 times, so you'll have plenty of time to absorb it. You get half a point for the name of the band or artist, half a point for the name of the tune. So get your tabs up, and it's coming at you right now. Take it away, Dave Clark.
I'm the pieces, bits and pieces.
How did you do with that? Let's hear it again.
I'm the pieces, bits and pieces.
31. Thirty-six. 37.
You.
38. 39. 40. And one more time.
I'm the pieces, bits and pieces.
'Cause that's the end of round number 7. It's also the end of Here Comes Quizem. We're going to have a short break. I'm going to give you a chance to amend your answer sheet if you feel like it. Until then, do what you like. I'm not your dad. See you in a bit.
He's a guy who ain't good looking. A painted smile gets him through the day, but late at night his sole intention is to get me on my own, and I know the game he wants to play. Oh no you don't. Oh no you don't. That ain't the way to do it.
Right then, Pop Crazy Youngsters, now is the time to see how you've done on this quiz. We're going to go through the answers from front to back, and we're going to start, obviously, with round number one. Picture round. Who were those people trying to be on Stars in Their Eyes? Question number one, Gilbert O'Sullivan. Question number two, Mark Almond. Yeah, I thought it was him out of S Express 2. Question number three, Celine Dion. Question number four, Jim Kerr of Simple Minds. And question number five, Marty fucking Pello. And yes, he did win. As we said before on Chart Music, Marty Pello ruined Stars in Their Eyes. Round number two on This Week in History. Question number six, ABBA won the Eurovision Song Contest in which British city on This Week in 1974? Brighton. Yes, I know it's Brighton and Hove that's the city. Brighton's a town or something, but who gives a toss in these difficult times, eh? Question number seven, Blondie had their third and final number one single in the USA on this day in 1981. What was it? Rapture. Question number eight, within 1 year, either side, in which year did Prince release his first LP on This Week in History? For You, which was released on This Week in 1978. Question number nine, which David Bowie LP was released on this day in 1993? Black Tie, White Noise. Question number 10, who announced that he was leaving the Beatles in a press release on This Week in 1970? Paul McCartney. And your bonus one, name one of the two football teams that Derek Taylor mentioned in the Apple press release announcing the split of the Beatles, also on This Week in 1970. As he wrote, spring is here and Leeds play Chelsea tomorrow and Ringo and John and George and Paul are alive and well and full of hope. Round number three. Top 10 round, the 10 bands who appeared on the most NME covers in the 1990s, in reverse order. Number 10, Happy Mondays. Number 9, The Verve. Number 8, R.E.M. Number 7, The Stone Roses. Number 6, Pulp. Anybody sweating on top 5? Number 5, The Charlatans. Number 4, Suede. Number 3, Manic Street Preachers. Number 2, Blur. And number 1, obviously, Oasis. Oh, look at all the non-white people in that collection there. Well done if you got the top five. You got an extra 2 points for that. Round number four. Television theme tunes played backwards. Let's hear them. Question number 16. Channel 4, 80s. The tune. Question number 17. BBC 70s and 80s. Sports Night. Question number 18, BBC late 70s. Possibly the greatest theme tune ever. Starsky and Hutch. Question number 19, BBC. The bane of every pop patient's life. Tomorrow's World. And question number 20, ITV, late 70s. Well done if you got this. Run Around! Carrying on until I've heard this bit, come on. Here we go. Round number 5. My Nonno on the Bon Tempi organ. Go on, Nonno. Question number 21. Crazy Horses by the Osmonds. Question number 22. Maniac by Michael Cimbello. Question number 23. You're in the Army Now by Status Quo. Question number 24. La Dolce Vita by Ryan Paris. And question number 25. Pass the Duchess by Musical Youth. Rip it. Round number 6, the lucky bag of randomness. Question number 26, which Michael Jackson single kept Free as a Bird by the Beatles off the number one spot in the UK singles charts in December of 1995? Earth Song. Question number 27, which band's t-shirt is Sting wearing in the video for Don't Stand So Close to Me? The Beat. Question number 28, what does the B stand for in B.A. Robertson? Brian. Question number 29. Which Whitney Houston single was used in Saddam Hussein's election campaign in 2002? I Will Always Love You. Oh, why wasn't it I Want to Dance with Somebody? Question number 30. Who was the oldest member of the Sex Pistols? Steve Jones. And your bonus two. Who was the youngest member of the Sex Pistols? Sid Vicious. Final round. Round number 7, bits and pieces. Let's have it, Dave Clark.
All the pieces, bits and pieces.
Question number 31, If You Leave Me Now by Chicago. Question number 32, Return of the Mac by Mark Morrison. Question number 33, Wild Boys, Duran Duran. Question number 34, John Wayne is Big Legger by AZ Fantasia. Question number 35, Good Morning Judge by 10cc. Question number 36, Everybody's Gotta Learn Sometime by the Corgis. Question number 37, Call Me by Spagna. Question number 38. Happy Arse, Susie and the Banshees. Question number 39. Pop Music by M. And question number 40. Walking in the Sunshine by Bad Manners. And that, me ducks, is the end of this week's Here Comes Quizzem. How'd you do? Like I always say, if you get anywhere above 30, you've done a splendid job. You need to give yourself a meaty pat on the back. So, thanks for playing. Hope you enjoyed it. Hope you're keeping well. Hope to see you next week. Until then, my name's Al Needham. God bless the NHS. Oh, and in case you're wondering, there's 20 holes in a bird's eye potato waffle.
Music.